This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Diving right back into it. Don't forget our poll question up on the Fan 965 on X, Twitter, the bird. It's the last time you gave somebody, well, I guess Matt gave somebody the bird. Like four days ago.
Daily for me. I gave somebody the bird this morning, okay?
Really?
Yeah.
Four in the morning?
He's out tweeting. It was, I'm coming up 69, like 95th Street, and a guy's going the other way on the other side of the highway, divided highway, of course, and he flashes his brights. So I assume there was a cop up ahead or whatever, but I still, like, gave him the finger.
God.
Just a natural reaction, you know? But there was no cop up ahead. I don't know why he was flashing the brights at me.
I flashed my brights at a cop this morning, not knowing it was a cop, because I thought his high brights were on, blinding me.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like...
They probably were.
And they were. Yeah. And then I found out it was a cop. I was like, sorry, but you were.
You're blinding me, though. Either way, you know, you're blinded by the light, wrapped up like a guy who wants to stop sports gambling, like a roamer in the night or something, right?
That guy sucks.
Jackson County's meeting with Jeff City today. They're headed down there. So if I get any updates throughout the show, we'll let you know what's going on. That's like I was telling Dustin before. That's like me going out and asking, who did I say?
I forget.
Yeah. We just saw her without the makeup.
Oh, you're talking about Pamela Anderson.
Yeah. It'd be like me going and asking Pamela Anderson out on a date. She'd be, we're a little bit too late for that.
Yeah. missed the mark.
Probably missed the mark on this.
She might say yes. She's been married like six different times in divorce. Did you watch that documentary on her?
I didn't. No, but once you sent the picture of her, she doesn't wear makeup anymore.
Good
and
for
she,
her.
Yeah, she was at the SAG Awards. And so we kind of went on a deep dive and, you know, you forget, who she was involved with. And then I said to my wife, I go, didn't she beat up Chuck Finley? And she goes, no, that's Tawny Katane. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. Tawny Katane beat up Chuck Finley. Imagine being a Major League Baseball player, get your ass kicked by your girlfriend.
Yeah, Pam Anderson was like Taylor Swift back in the day, dating celebrities.
It was like Scott Baio, Brett Michaels, Tommy Lee.
Everybody, and everybody wanted to date Pamela Anderson, too. Obviously, I'm older than you, but like that was my first kind of look at a Playboy, right? Was like the Pamela Anderson one. And then I started to kind of go down the deep dive. I didn't realize how many covers she was on in Playboy. Oh. It's like every year it was a new Pamela Anderson spread.
Well, back in the day, it was like you got $1 million if you were the cover girl.
It was insane. I mean, that was a big deal back then, man. Mm-hmm. Big deal back then. Mac, do you even know what a Playboy magazine is?
I'm sure.
Never heard of him.
Yeah. Well done.
Do you know what a magazine is?
Never heard of him.
Nice. He's like, is that what goes into a gun?
Yeah.
13 times she appeared on the cover.
13 times?
Okay. Yeah. 13
that's gonna
times.
That's going to be number one on the books.
I mean, it has
more
to
than
be.
Any other celebrity.
Yep. I would hope.
It has to be. I mean, I can't
see. What else could you actually have to look for? I mean, basically, Playboy was like softcore porn.
Basically, it was. Yeah, you went into the store, it was in a plastic bag, you purchased it, and you went about your day. Or it showed up to your house in a black plastic bag, so nobody could see what it is. The mailman couldn't thumb through it when he was delivering. I was a subscriber to Playboy back in, when we were living in St. Louis. Why not? They had great articles.
Had you seen, Shel Silverstein, he wrote a lot of them, The Missing Piece, that guy?
Yes.
Do you know Shel Silverstein?
I do,
do you know the nose picker? You know where you stick your finger up there and that thing eats your finger and bites it off? Look it up. That's in Where the Sidewalk Ends.
Okay.
He bit the whole damn thing off.
What's the other one? Like a place in the attic? Is that another one?
Oh, God. I bet I have it in this box that I've been looking through for junk to sell.
We used to read, my dad would read a Shel Silverstein every night from the Playboy magazines. I'm kidding. Have you seen the video of P. Anderson and T. Lee?
Yes.
You know what a VHS is?
Yes.
I'm not in trouble at all. No. We should be able to look at a little porn at work.
So some people are dumb.
Yeah.
John Frasella, I don't know.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, he's on X, and he has
everybody.
Yeah. He has a tweet, and I'm not here to piss people off.
Yeah.
He has a tweet that says, "Is the legend of Patrick Mahomes actually just a myth?" He goes on and gives 6 points, and I continue. 1, played terribly in most of his first Super Bowl against the 49ers. Through 2 interceptions, Damian Williams should have been the MVP. 104 rushing yards, 1 rushing touchdown, 1 receiving touchdown.
No, nobody's debating that Damian Williams should have been the MVP of that Super Bowl. He should have been the MVP.
But Mahomes played terrible? That's
most.
Not true.
No.
Yeah, most. Came back
and won.
Okay. Number 2, got demolished by old man Tom Brady in the Bucks Super Bowl, threw 2 interceptions, 0 touchdowns.
Did Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes go head to head in that Super Bowl? Was Tom on defense making all the plays and whatnot?
1v1.
Tom the non-existent offensive line in that game?
Yeah, he lined up next to Vita Vey.
He did. Okay, great. Okay, I'm just making sure.
And he was old.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And he had probably one of the best seasons of his life.
Yeah. It's funny how we can use old.
Tom Brady was on a mission that year. That mission was to shove it up Bill Belichick's ass.
Some people are dumb. Number 3, got demolished by Jalen Hurts this year, played horribly from the jump, threw 2 interceptions.
Yeah, well, that team that we saw on Super Bowl Sunday, obviously we talked about the illness with Travis Kelce. I heard from somebody else, you know, around the organization, Chris Jones had the bubble guts as well, and whatnot. So there were some things going on inside that team. Like, I think as time goes on, guys, we're going to find out more and more about, oh my God, these guys were pooping their pants literally on the sidelines because the bug got to them right at the worst possible time. Like Philadelphia had it all week, and then all of a sudden the Chiefs are waking up like Saturday and Sunday with this thing.
Number 4, when they actually beat the Eagles, Mahomes only threw for 182 yards.
Well, maybe that's what the game dictated.
He also had like the longest run of his career in that game.
Yeah.
Number 5, Mahomes was 17th in passer rating this year, worse than Russell Wilson and Derek Carr.
Oh, this guy's got him on his fantasy team and is pissed. Mm-hmm. I got it now. I got it.
Number 6. You ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
This is the one that really gets into Max Plum's. His passing yards have gone down from 5250, 4183 to now just 3928.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so we're seeing a quarterback kind of adjust to the team that he has. He had to throw for 5,250 yards in that first year. Otherwise, they would not have won football games. They had to beat teams 55-54 in order to win games. So Patrick Mahomes has done every single year what he's had to do for that specific team to win football games. I know context makes things not seem as cool when you put them in Twitter form, right? Mm-hmm. But when you give context to why things happen, oh, okay, that low-hanging fruit that I had has to go back in the fridge, or maybe I should just throw it out because it's rotted.
He then wraps up the entire tweet with, "Is he just not that good without Tyreek Hill?"
They've been to 3 Super Bowls without Tyreek Hill and won 2 of them.
Insane.
I mean, that may be the dumbest statement that I've ever seen. Like, this guy right now is a freelancer because Bleacher Report got rid of him because of ideas like that.
Yeah, this is clickbait. This is make you mad.
And this is, and then there's people that like to make comments.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Number 1 comment. "He was lucky enough to be drafted by a playoff-ready team, has since regressed after losing Hill and Kelce getting worse. Glorified check-down merchant at this point."
Okay.
He then responds with, "Definitely a lot of checking down in this game this season." His entire offense was basically hurt. He didn't have a left tackle for most of the season. His number 1 receiver went out in week 4.
You lost
his starting running back was out.
And running back.
He had DeAndre Hopkins, Juju Smith-Schuster be picked up in free agency and still went to the Super Bowl.
Right.
The year after they got rid of Tyreek Hill, he won the MVP and they had the number 1 offense according to stats in the NFL. So this guy is a bag. Because that just, you're just trying to fit your own narrative. Because I would then ask with this guy on the Twitter sphere, I would say, hey man, if you could start a franchise today in the NFL, who would you select as your quarterback? And I would bet you, you put a lie detector test to this guy and say, anybody else besides Patrick Mahomes, that needle would be going off the charts.
I mean, who is even in the conversation with Patrick Mahomes? He's not a winner though, Mac. And I, you know, I saw a thing today from Pro Football Talk, and it was a comment from Brandon Bean, the GM, and says Josh Allen is playing with a big with a chip on his shoulder. I go, well, it's got to be a huge chip because he's got chips that have built up. As a quarterback, you are judged on your postseason success. Josh Allen doesn't have any postseason success, and neither does Justin Herbert, who Harbaugh is calling one of the greatest of all time now, which we'll get to as the morning moves along. So I do believe that if you are not picking Patrick Mahomes and you are hooked up to the lie detector test, I love that idea, you will be buzzed. You will be buzzed as a liar if you're going to start an NFL team today. With one player, you have the first overall pick, and you can select any player to build your team, and you don't take Patrick Mahomes, you're stupid. You just are. You're a dumbass.
And then it looks like a Chiefs fan on here named Vreeland, Justin Vreeland, says, literally won an MVP without Hill.
Is he still married to Upton?
Mm-hmm. Speaking of photos, literally won an MVP without Hill while posting great numbers. His playoff stats are among the best ever, which is much bigger sample than just Super Bowl games. This whole post is just trying to find the very few negatives. He responds, it's more about making us think, wait, how clutch is he? Really?
13 seconds, brother.
And then someone literally responds, he won 3 Super Bowls when down by at least 10 points. That's extremely difficult and clutch. Here's NFL history's average for reference. Best record facing a 10-point deficit in since the merger, minimum 20 starts. Patrick Mahomes' winning percentage down by 10 points, 57.1. Tom Brady, 38.2.
Yeah, I mean,
Montana, 37%.
That's the number that's been out there all season long, or all, you know, career long for Patrick Mahomes, but obviously recently people are throwing that one out there. That's been out there all year, so this guy could look and see the numbers. But again, giving context takes away the low-hanging fruit. That's why these 30-minute talk shows on ESPN and FS1, they throw out all that just dumb low-hanging fruit because they don't have time to get into context. And if they did get into context, it would totally change their arguments and it wouldn't be as quote-unquote, I guess, entertaining for people if you actually had facts and you had, you know, things to back up why Patrick Mahomes is good. It's easy to find and pinpoint and pick apart things when you're truly looking for it. And if you can only find 6 things that you feel are negative about Patrick Mahomes in the 7 or 8 years that he's been in the NFL and the 3 Super Bowls that he's won, I mean, fine, you're a loser. Seriously, you are an absolute loser if you're looking for ways to run down Patrick Mahomes. Well, find a girlfriend, bro.
And if multiple of these reasons are, I mean, one of the reasons is he only threw for almost 200 yards in a Super Bowl win. The other one is, oh, he only threw for 3,900 yards, which is 7th in the league this year. His lowest passing yards he's ever had was 7th in the league this year.
This league has turned back now into a rushing league. We saw it before our eyes this year. Saquon Barkley is jumping over gentlemen backwards. Derrick Henry came back to life. I mean, we're starting to see the running back have more of a role. That's the way the league works. I mean, it is a cyclical league and things change constantly. You just have to kind of be ahead of the changes. And I think Brett Veach has done a really good job of kind of staying ahead of the chains, if you will, when this league is changing. But you have to understand context to have a conversation. Like, I know Josh Allen doesn't win in the playoffs against Patrick Mahomes. That's my context for Josh Allen. I don't know what he does during the regular season or how that team's built or what they're trying to do and how he impacts that team, because I don't watch them on a daily basis. The only conversation that I have about Josh Allen is the way he performs in the playoffs against the Kansas City Chiefs. And that's what I always lean back on.
Which is good.
Right.
He performs great.
Yeah, but they don't win.
He doesn't win. Yeah.
They don't win. I mean, 3:33 to go. You got the ball. You got to do something there. You want to rip Josh Allen. Fine. To sit there and nitpick Patrick Mahomes and talk about season to season to season without using any context whatsoever is just ignorant. It really is. Patrick Mahomes threw for 3,900 yards. Top 2 wide receivers were out basically before October. You lost your running back in September. You had no left tackle, and he was still 7th in the league in passing yards, and they went to the Super Bowl, and you want to nitpick that? What a loser. I mean, honestly, like that. Why do people wake up with that? And why are we in the collective we. Why do we get mad about nitwits? You know, it's
yes.
I saw a quote from the guy's name is Peter Malouk. He runs Creative Planning, right? And he's on X. Mm-hmm. And he had this quote. He goes, if you're not going to take advice from somebody, don't take criticism from somebody. And I'm like, that is a great quote in which to live by. I wouldn't take advice from this guy. I'm not going to listen to his criticism yeah. about Patrick Mahomes and let him ruin my day because he's winning at this point in time. And also, he's stupid.
Somebody says, John Frisella is a crybaby bee who was literally whining 6 months ago about how he's never going to make it as an NFL insider and was contemplating deleting it.
I mean,
and deleting his account. And now he's out here. Again, Mahomes is only ever in the playoffs made it to the AFC Championship game.
But see,
his definitive points are Super Bowl losses.
I know.
His career is, at the age of 29, already the, what, second, third greatest quarterback of all time?
At worst.
I mean, at worst, he's the
at
third.
Worst, he's the third greatest of all time.
Yep. And like, again, I wasn't as locked into sports as I am now, obviously, but do we not have this same energy when Tom Brady lost to Jake Plummer?
No, because the medium didn't exist like this.
It wasn't in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And people don't care. People value losing in the first round rather than getting your team to the Super Bowl. You get your team to the Super Bowl, okay. But you lost. So, but you lose in the first round to Plummer or Plunkett or whoever.
Yeah.
Plunkett.
He's playing Jim Plunkett. I mean, Plunkett may have been playing back then.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah. But no, I mean, that's the medium has changed. Life has changed. There was no social media when Tom Brady didn't go, you know, went 10 years without winning a Super Bowl and all this kind of stuff. And maybe somebody would write an article or somebody would talk or something like that. But it wasn't like today where everybody's on this medium. That guy should give up being an NFL insider. He's just not very good at it. And I would tell him that, like, find a profession which you're good at. This one, you're probably not so good at, because the only way that you've gotten attention and anybody knows who you are is making stupid statements about Patrick Mahomes.
Some people are dumb.
I just don't get it. I mean,
you've
literally not ever won your division. You've literally made it to the Super Bowl or the AFC Championship game, and every year you've been a starter, and in all those AFC Championship games, you played them all at home except for one. You've beaten every MVP of the league.
In the playoffs.
And again, like, I get it. People want to have their, you know, their sort of thing, and they want to do it, and they want to push their narrative. That's fine. But also, if you're going to have that tweet, come out with one that has the success rate of Patrick Mahomes.
Post his playoff record. What is it, 18-4?
Yeah.
Or 17-4?
I think it's 18.
Is it 18-4?
Some guys may never win 5 playoff games.
I mean, and that's the thing. And I'll play this Harbaugh comment. This is the quarterback they're dealing with.
You mentioned J.J. McCarthy, Colin Kaepernick, Alex Smith, and now Justin Herbert, who's it's like being around greatness every single day. I mean, I would follow into the hell and back. I mean, I've never been around a competitor, you know, quite like him. Some great ones, but you know, no doubt in my mind that Justin Herbert is not only one of the great quarterbacks in the NFL today, but truly one of the great quarterbacks of all time. That's,
oh my God!
And that's from daily, weekly, monthly, and now it's been 1 year being around him. You know, I can confidently say that. Yeah, there's nobody that brings more to the organization than Justin Herbert.
And ready to rock.
One of the greatest of all time, he said. He's been around him a year, and he's got him in that category of one of the greatest of all time. 0-2 in the playoffs, a .500 quarterback, doesn't elevate his team. I don't think I've seen him elevate his team. Again, I'm speaking from postseason stuff. You got to elevate your team as the quarterback. These people out here in nitwit land give Justin Herbert more credit than they give Patrick Mahomes. They give Joe Burrow more credit than Patrick Mahomes. Like, what is it, man? Like, what does this guy have to do? Get a haircut?
Oh, he did.
Oh. Does he have to, you know, show up to a Texas Tech basketball game to get the love? Like,
they hate him.
Yeah, that is. Did you see what he did yesterday? He donated the walkthrough facility to Texas Tech yesterday. Mm. It's now the Patrick Mahomes walkthrough facility. Texas Tech has a walkthrough facility where it's a separate building where they do their walkthrough, and it's the Patrick Mahomes II walkthrough facility.
That's
it's unbelievable,
awesome.
Right? Why aren't we embracing Patrick Mahomes and loving him up as one of the rare athletes of all time. You get to a certain spot in life where you're having success and you're great at what you do, and instead of embracing it, people just want to run you down and bring you down to their level because they're miserable in their life. This guy's a fledgling guy trying to be an NFL insider, and the only thing he's got in his bag is to attack the greatest quarterback of this generation and a top three quarterback of all time. Meanwhile, Justin Herbert's out here losing playoff games, and we're putting him on a silver platter.
You're a rock star.
Yeah, according to Jim Harbaugh. I'm glad that he says stuff like that to support the quarterback.
Yeah.
But I mean, why not just, you know, next year, I just hope the Chiefs stay mum. I hope they just continue to do what they're going to do, and we see how the year plays out. And if you want to keep doing that, and you want to give them free fuel, and you want to, you know, not make them pay $2.89 a gallon, yeah, and let them just go out there and run their ship, then let's do it. Have the revenge tour, right? Because that's what you can call that team. Because, again, did Mahomes take a step back? Is his legacy a myth? How is it a myth? He's 29 years old. He'll be 30 next year, and he has already played in 5 Super Bowls. Like, that's insane. Some people never even go to one. Will Burrow go to another one? I don't know. Will Josh Allen ever get to one? I don't know. You know why I don't know that? Because they've got to go through Mahomes first, and only one has done it, and that's Joe Burrow.
Mm-hmm. One time.
Now, I do think that if there ever was going to eventually be a guy, I think it might be Josh Allen because he's so wickedly talented.
That's right.
Adele
Dazeem.
Yeah. Adazine Dazen, or whatever John Travolta said.
Adele Dazeem is what he said. It was Adele Dazeem, yeah.
Gosh, I have to find that cut now.
Wickedly talented.
Adele
Dazeem.
She's saying Let It Go.
And my mother just saw her on Broadway last week. She's got a new show out called Redwoods or something. She said she was awesome. But for John Travolta not to know her, that's like saying the wickedly talented Patrick Mahomes, you know?
That's Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
But no, again, look, you're going to have this. This is what's great about sports. This is what's great about having a team to get to root for, because you get to have these people that make these asinine comments of, is he a myth? That's not the case, because it doesn't make sense.
Myth.
You have to, because the thing is, I would love someone to put that list up and then have someone counter argue it, which is basically what we just did. Again, never not made the AFC Championship game, played in 5 Super Bowls. He's won 3 of them. He's won back-to-back Super Bowls. He's the greatest quarterback I've ever seen, and I just wish that we had the same energy we had for Brady in the 2000s that we have for Patrick Mahomes now. And again, I know it. I get it. Winning is tiresome. People don't like to see it continue. They want to see somebody else knock him off. So here's the deal. Somebody did that. It was Philadelphia. Let's see how quickly Philadelphia gets back.
Yeah, right, exactly. Let's see who's back in the Super Bowl first. I'll put all my money on the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Philadelphia Eagles. And, you know, the Patrick Mahomes thing again, too, it shows you what a great quarterback is, because every year he has to play differently in order for his team to win. He has to figure it out during the season. He has to figure it out in the preseason. And every year has been completely different than the year prior, and Patrick Mahomes has adjusted and advanced. He's been unbelievable. And for anybody to say anything negative about him, or for Travis Kelce for that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Matter. Go kick rocks.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.